Recorded as part of the Springfield Green County Library District's 2010 Big Read. We're speaking today with Edna Jackson. Today is Friday, March 12th, 2010. Good morning, Edna.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here with me today. We thought maybe today we'd talk a little bit about what things were like when you grew up. Where were you born?
18 miles north of Bolivar in Polk County.
In Polk, that's kind of my neck of the woods. I was born and raised in Wablo.
Oh.
Yeah, so I know all about that area, but maybe not like it was when you were little.
Mm-hmm.
So were you born in a hospital or in your house? Or?
No, we were born at home.
Born at home. And did someone help your mom, or was she all by herself?
No, she had her husband there.
Were you an only child?
No, there was 13 of us.
Oh my goodness, 13. And where do you fit?
Mom and Dad had three boys and then me.
I bet they were excited to see a girl after
Probably.
All those boys.
I wouldn't know, but I imagine.
What? So three boys and then you, and then what happened? Who came after that?
Oh, let's see. Two more boys and then three more boys and then a girl. I'd have to start.
Well, 13, that's got to be hard to remember. What was that like growing up with so many brothers and sisters?
Well, we just done everything. I mean, we do a lot of different games and play, yeah.
What kind of games did you play?
Oh, we called it Annie Over, throwing the ball over the roof of the house and then throw it back and all like that.
Were you pretty good at that?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and then we done Bear Around the Corner, where you try to run around the corner and they try to catch you and stuff like that, and just games. And Jump the Rope and there's just different things we did.
Were you all pretty close in age?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, there's about 2 years or so little between all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, was there a time when all of you were in school at the same time?
Oh, no.
No?
Mm-mm. No.
What was school like when you were small?
Fine.
Yeah. But did you... Was it a large school or small?
Oh, there was probably 25, 30, something like that in it.
In the school or in your class?
In the grade school.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you have a favorite teacher?
No, not that I remember.
Did you like school?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
We had to walk to school, about a mile and a half, something like that.
What time did you have to get up in the morning?
Oh, it would be 5:30, something like that.
Did you have chores to do before you went? Or was it just the walk-in that meant you had to get up early?
Oh, well, just help with the housework, you know, before we go to school.
Mm-hmm. What did your parents do for a living?
They just lived on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
Put out crop and everything. Put out a big garden.
Did you help in the garden?
Oh, yes.
I remember when I was a kid, I really didn't like a lot of the things out in the garden. I didn't like tomatoes, which I love now, but I sure didn't like them then. Was there anything you especially liked or didn't like that you grew?
No, I eat about everything we grew. So we had to.
Yeah, that's what there was, so yeah. That's what you ate.
They pretty well made you clean your plate.
Mm-hmm. Was there... You didn't mind that? There wasn't anything like
no.
Brussels sprouts or anything that you
no.
didn't like? Yeah.
Never heard of them when I was home.
And what about your brothers and sisters? Did they have any food likes or dislikes?
Not that I know of.
No. I see. How did your... Do you remember how your parents met?
No.
No? How did you meet your husband?
Oh, I was down working for somebody. I worked out four different places when I was a teenager. And he was, it was, I was working for his lady down there, and he come down by. That's when I met my husband. He was visiting somebody down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it love at first sight?
Yep.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, we lived 46 years together.
46?
Yeah, before he passed away in 91.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That must have been really hard to say goodbye to someone you'd been with
yep.
so long.
Yep, we have three sons.
Mm-hmm. So what was his name? Tell me about him.
William Henry Jackson.
William Henry. That sounds like a patriot or a president. That's a good name.
Yeah.
Where was he from?
Hermitage, Missouri.
Oh, okay. So you didn't go to school together?
No.
Or anything like that? No. Okay. What was your wedding like?
We just went to the preacher's house and got married.
Did you take any family with you?
No, no.
It was just the two of you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And did you have a honeymoon?
Well, I guess.
Did you go away somewhere?
No.
No. Down in that neck of the woods, they used to do something called chivalry. Did you have one of those?
Oh, I've heard of chivalry. Yeah, I've heard of them.
You heard about it, but you didn't have one.
No.
Well, that's probably a good thing. So you had three children, all boys.
Yeah.
And what do they do? What do they do now?
The youngest works at the sheriff's office in Rolla. And then the second one, he's retired. And then the oldest, and he's still working for MFA.
Mm-hmm. So they, it sounds like they're busy.
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. Do you have grandchildren?
Oh, yes. I have four granddaughters and two grandsons. 11 great-granddaughters and two great-grandsons.
My goodness. That's a big family.
That's a big family, right.
Now, did you have big family dinners when you were younger?
Oh, yes.
What kind of things did you have when you had a big dinner? What kind of food did you have?
Well, just stuff out of the garden, you know, mostly. And
mm-hmm.
Make cakes and pies. Fix stuff like that.
Did you enjoy cooking?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Who taught you to cook?
My mom.
Did you learn by watching her, or did she show you different things?
No, we just watched.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And helped, probably.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you were ready to start a home of your own, you knew how to do all those
things.
Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who was in charge of washing the dishes when you were a kid?
Well, I usually did. The oldest one,
yeah.
Oldest daughter, so, yeah.
Yeah, did you have help with the drying?
Oh, yes.
And putting away?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My brothers and I used to do that.
Yep, we all helped.
We used to sing while we were doing the dishes. Did you have any special things you did to keep yourself occupied?
Well, we had, our chores to do, you know. Carrying in wood, and I split a lot of wood, and helped them some boys saw wood with a crosscut saw.
Oh my goodness, you must have been strong.
And then split wood with pickaxe and split the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes, I've done a lot of stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get the wood? Did you have land?
Oh yes,
and you would.
Yeah, he had a big farm, and then. Had a lot of trees and all on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have cows and things like that?
Cows, horses, sheep, pigs.
Oh, you had it all.
Chickens.
What was your favorite? Did you have a favorite animal?
Not necessarily.
No. Did you have any pets when you were little?
No.
No pets?
No.
You don't really have pets on farms sometimes, do you?
No, we've got a lot of animals there to work with.
Mm-hmm. Did you name any of the animals?
No.
No. They were to be eaten. I understand. Is there anything else you'd like to share with me today?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your coming and talking with me.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Recorded as part of the Springfield Greene County Library District's 2010 Big Read. For more information, contact the library at 417-883-5366 or visit us on the web at thelibrary.org.